Welcome to the Dashboard Effect Podcast. I'm Brick Thompson.
And I'm Greg Brown.
Greg, thanks for joining me today. Caleb's out of town on vacation. You and I have done some of these recordings in the past, but it's been a while. It's good to have you back in.
Yeah, it's great to be back on the pod.
Yeah. So today I thought we'd talk about a topic that you recently wrote an article about, and that's in BI, the difference between leading and trailing indicators. And as we were sitting down, you said to me, you know, how do you think about financial reporting, and do companies rely too much on financial reporting for trying to figure out how to make their companies better? And my quick answer was, obviously, financial reporting is super important to know how you're performing. But in order to actually affect, especially in the current time period, your efficiency, your productivity, you know, those key operational things that lead to a good financial report, you've got to have leading indicator reporting, you know, sort of operational reporting.
Absolutely. And the reason I asked the question is, you know, as I talk to different companies, I get a better sense, obviously, of certain companies that are more or less stuck in only being able to use financial reporting to understand what adjustments they want to make in the business. And that strikes home for me, to be honest with you, because in my former life, more of an operational background, as I oversaw facilities and was responsible for the P&L, I used to tell my management team that the income statement was a reflection of all of our decisions and efforts and actions throughout the month to improve and to make adjustments in the business. And we see that represented numerically on something like an income statement.
Sure, yeah.
And that's why it's invaluable. You have to have it. But as I reflected back on that experience, I realized that, you know, that is not the statement that you want to base all of your adjustments for the business on, and it doesn't deliver it to you at the right time. And of course, what I mean by that is that I'd often find myself on the 8th or 9th of the month reviewing and looking back at that past month to understand what adjustments we want to make. Well, we're almost already halfway through the month by the time I'm even reviewing that and making those decisions. And so for myself as an operator, what I was always looking for is, what are the reports? What is the data? What are those metrics that tell me well in advance of even reviewing the income statement how we're going to land on that income statement?
Yeah.
And how are we marching or not marching in the right direction, so that something like, for me, net operating income was the main metric. How do I know that that's going to land where it should be? Or my EBITDA metric, for example.
Because, you know, you can make adjustments based on financial reports. You get a financial report on the 10th. You don't like it. You can maybe zero in on where the problem happened. You got an expense leakage somewhere. You can go fix that, hopefully for this month and future months. But what you're talking about is, hey, I'm in the middle of the fight. It's the 9th of the current month, and I want to make sure my next month looks good. I got some indicators from the rearview mirror, but really I want to know what's happening today so I can make adjustments in the moment.
Exactly. And it's always a matter, and every manager and leader knows this, of limited time and energy that you as the manager and your management team has to go and have conversations and make adjustments and utilize that limited time before the period closes, whether we're talking about a month or a quarter. So it's always a matter of what tool, what analytics, what metrics, leading metrics, of course, as we're talking about today, but how does that help me, and what do I need to then use that limited time and energy most effectively for the things that everyone cares about the most, which are the financial metrics.
And there's
no doubt about that.
Right. If you're a commercial,
that is what matters. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a commercial enterprise. You want to make a profit.
Exactly.
So when you first start engaging with a client who's mostly financial report driven, how do you get them to see? Maybe it's obvious. Maybe most managers are saying, I would kill for those operational reports. Is there a challenge with that ever? Or do you find, no, they get that and you start digging in and doing discovery?
That's a great question. I would say increasingly the clients that I talk to understand that there is a visibility concern, that they are not getting those leading metrics. It's not coming to them automatically. They're having to expend way too much time and energy as we sit here in 2024, waiting for someone to send them a report. That sounds like so antiquated. I can't believe that so many mid-market companies are still in that position. But increasingly clients are realizing, I'm not getting the right flow of data, and I could take better actions and make better decisions in a more timely way, where we have time to really impact the financial metrics before the month closes, if I had that flow of data. So I think clients are increasingly realizing that. If not, I think one of the exercises that we try to take clients through, which is really helpful, is really unpacking the value chain of the business and making sure that we're all understanding that. And specifically, which parts of the value chain? Is it in the procurement process? Is it in the operations and really the value creation process of the business? Is it outbound logistics? And of course, all of this matters on the actual business model of the client. But really understanding which parts of the value chain are most critical, that most affect profitability.
Yeah.
And then understanding from those elements of the value chain, where is that visibility really lacking and where is it not automated? Because we can get to these specific metrics and dashboard views down the road, but if you pick the right area of the business that is so critical to profitability and you acknowledge that today we have a very manual, retrospective, human reliance sort of system to get us the data and analytics we need versus we could automate all of that, then you can be sure that we're going to create value there, specifically financial value. It'll just be a matter of determining the right metrics and leading indicators, but we right. know we've selected the right part of the business to target.
Right. So, yeah. All right. That makes sense. And so as an example, just to bring it down to earth, let's say you're an engineering firm and you've got engineers and you sell their time by the hour. A really important driver of profitability is going to be utilization of those engineering hours, meaning let's say, just to make it simple, they're working 40 hours a week. If you can get 30 of those hours to be billable, so utilization of 75%, you're going to be more profitable probably than if you're at 50% utilization. And if you can see that, what your utilization is as you're going, as opposed to looking back 6 weeks to see what it was, you can maybe affect it in the moment. You can look for extra work. You can discount work to get some of it some of those extra hours to be utilized, that type of thing. And I think the second part of what you said is really crucial, which is companies know this. And people are running spreadsheets and figuring it out. But if you're just figuring that out on a point basis, like I think our utilization's off, let me put it into a spreadsheet and figure it out. Okay, it is, or it's not, whatever. But if you don't have an automated system to do that, you're not going to be able to stay on top of it very well.
Yeah, exactly. I heard a great quote recently, and I forget sadly who it's from, but she worked at Google, was probably, I think, one of their product teams. But her quote was really, if you have a human in the loop in your system regarding data and analytics, you have a bug. It's a bug in your system, essentially.
I like that.
And I think it might
Although you need a human at the end of the loop, but you're just saying in the production.
In the loop itself.
Yeah.
And that's the point, is that should all be automated. You know, the process of making the decisions, taking the better actions, the humans are going to do that. And certainly what we're comfortable with and what we see with our clients. But everything else before that, getting them the right information and insights, that should be fully automated. And it shouldn't be something that you leave vulnerable to someone be out of the office, to the key man or woman risk that someone leaves and we suddenly have lost all that knowledge of how to scrape this data together and give our leaders the right
magic
metrics.
Spreadsheet.
You just don't want to have any of those risks. And so the two things that I look at in working with businesses, you know, one is just asking yourself and really taking a look at the landscape and saying, are most of our decisions and actions, when we decide to really push and address something or spin up an initiative, is that due to us consuming primarily lagging indicators or leading indicators? And start understanding and looking at the business that way to assess, like, are we even using leading indicators or are we really overwhelmed by lagging indicators? The other one is looking exactly what we've been talking about, the sort of automated infrastructure to move data and really insights throughout the organization. Two key questions to understand, you know, do we have opportunity here? Because I can almost guarantee to any business, if you are over consuming lagging indicators and you don't have an automated system to move data and insights around the business, there is absolutely financial value to create there. It's just a matter of determining where do we start in the business and we build from there.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of, you know, your ERP systems, whatever various systems you're using, timekeeping systems, they will have reporting. But there's a difference between, you know, three or four people have access to this reporting module and actually pulling the data out of those systems, those transactional systems, putting them into a data lake, a lake house where you've got a semantic model, and then creating reports that are just up to date as soon as that data is pulled in. So maybe it's pulled daily, maybe it's pulled every 4 hours, maybe it's pulled every 1 hour, depending on what you're doing. It's a huge difference. It doesn't seem like it should be. Like I could pay someone just to create that report for me every day and send me the spreadsheet. But we've seen over and over that actually when you put it on people's desktops where they can just pull it up and it's updated in the moment, it makes a huge difference. Around our office, we have big TV screens everywhere that are showing our key leading indicators and lagging indicators. And it's great. Everybody has the information they need to make adjustments and hopefully deliver more to the bottom line.
I think the key there is everyone, right?
Yeah.
Because this is not, you know, when we talk about dashboarding and metrics and putting the right insights in front of people, it can just be for the leadership team, the management team. It can just be for the board, theoretically. But I think the biggest impact is when that's shared through different levels of management or the org chart itself, so that everyone is aligned around, why do we care about this metric? How is it connected to our financial results? How do we impact that metric with our daily decisions and actions? When you have that kind of alignment, magical things can happen in the business, but you need a system to reinforce that. It's not going to be the managers just beating that into people at every single morning stand-up or weekly meeting. You need a way for that to be visible and distributed throughout the business consistently. That's exactly what business intelligence does.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, that's what we focus on with clients. And, you know, I think the other interesting thing about built-in reporting options with ERPs, there may not always be the ability to design the custom metrics that you want to see within the ERP reporting modules itself.
Yeah.
And we've worked with clients on so many interesting bespoke metrics that are really at the core of their business. They're very important metrics for them, but they're not ones that they could just design within a reporting system that's locked within a system.
Right.
And so, you know, that's again, I think what clients are delighted with in so many engagements with us is really the ability to design that metric that really fits the business and really motivates and gets people moving in the right direction towards those financial results, and being able to do that with that sort of freedom that Power BI affords.
Well, and it's not just that the transactional system you're using may not have a good reporting module or doesn't have the report you want, but maybe the report you really need combines your ERP data with your timekeeping data, just as an example, or your CRM data, and that gives you the report that really gives you the insight, and you can't do that getting reporting out of each individual system.
Yeah.
Hence, you want some kind of an automated data pipeline system, you know, BI reporting that is not tied to a specific transactional system.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
All right. Greg, great discussion. I'll look forward to seeing the final draft of your article and really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be here. Thanks,
all right. Greg. See ya.